Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
5 minutes after nine on your Monday morning, and boy, a kind of a scary situation happening in Florida as we have been watching from here in Ohio, the situation there with COVID getting worse and worse, but something with their 911 system now also a cause for concern. We have on our WHBC newsline right now, Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about what's being asked of residents. They're being asked to limit their 911 calls?
Yes, actually, the emergency management officials in Brevard County, Florida, east of Orlando, are asking folks to rethink before they dial 911. They're not saying that they won't come pick you up if you do call 911 and you do express that you need help. But once you get in that ambulance, they're basically saying, we can't promise you a bed in any hospital system in our county. It's just completely overrun with COVID patients. And the numbers are pretty stark. They've had the week ending last Thursday, they had 4,300 cases of COVID in the county, which is just a tremendous surge over just a month prior. The percent positivity rate in that county, in Brevard County, is 24%. And that's the same percentage increase in hospitalizations, 24% increase. So just a huge number of people overwhelming the hospital system. And as you probably remember at the beginning of this pandemic, that's what this was all about, right? Was flattening the curve. You know, that was the whole point, was to keep people out of the hospital system and keep it from being overwhelmed. So this is the effect. We are actually now in that moment, at least in this county. And I will tell you, officials in Central Texas they're not saying don't call 911. They're not quite at such a stark request yet, but they are sounding a similar alarm and asking people to rethink before they go to the hospital, because they are also overwhelmed as well in the Austin area.
Yeah, I also saw a report on TV last night about, you know, taking your kids to the hospital. Same kind of situation in Florida and in Texas. Do you think that this will go from Brevard County to maybe some other counties in Florida as well? Are we looking at that?
It's funny that you say that, because I started to get curious about the same thinking and the same logic. But Florida, for all of the talk of Florida, right, everybody loves to sort of point the finger at Florida. And the White House and the CDC officials also talk a lot about Florida being a real hot spot. But interestingly, Florida is not one of the places with a really low vaccination rate. So while many of the people in Brevard County who are in the ER for COVID, they are unvaccinated, the state as a whole is not one of those southern states with a very low vaccination rate. So that has to make you think, well, if there are people vaccinated in other places in Florida, maybe we won't be seeing this in other counties. Maybe this is a unique situation to this one area. I will say, in other southern states, specifically like Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, the White House and CDC officials have praised those states as of late for increasing their vaccination rates. And it does look like vaccination rates are increasing in places where we had previously seen very low vaccination numbers.
Have hospitals done anything? You know, I know we in Ohio saw the tents go up and things like that. Have they taken those kinds of steps at all yet?
I haven't heard of the tent situation. We had that also in Southern California for a brief time as well. But it does sound like they're converting some of the rooms in the hospital that, you know, they're making them like COVID only rooms kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, and that is the kind of the first step, right? Before you get to a tent situation or before you get to an external add-on of beds. It sounds like they're all trying to make use of the current resources that they have. But we'll obviously keep an eye on that and see. We know that there are resources heading to Florida. I mean, the federal government has said that they've sent more ventilators down there. And we know the governor of Florida has said that he's deploying strike teams first in Jacksonville, I believe, to ramp up monoclonal antibody therapy for people who already have COVID. So they're taking, you know, this isn't the same pandemic that it was in the beginning, right? Because we do have treatments now. So we're seeing how those fare first.
All right. Well, a lot to keep an eye on. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, thank you so much for the info.
Thank you.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.